Hallelujah. Father, we worship you, we honor you, we glorify your name. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your presence. I want us to pray before we start. I want us to pray. Roger, let's go. Mama Evelyn, let's pray. Everybody, music team, let's pray. Hallelujah. I want us to pray in tongues for about a few minutes. Just pray in tongues for a few minutes. Shebra kaba shebre kebebe kebeshi. Rebre kebeshi bra ba 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 ba. Father, we worship you. We honor you. Lord, we come and we stand, for you are God. You said that I am God and I am the only God. Hallelujah. There is no other God like you. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there is no other God like you. Hallelujah. Only you are God. And today we come and we stand on this platform that you have set for us, oh God, to call you Abba Father. Lord, we thank you. Father, we come against every principalities, every powers, every principalities and powers of high places, everything that tries to rise its name against your name, against your church, against your people. Father, in the name of Yeshua, we pull it down in Jesus' name. Your word says in Jeremiah 1:10 that you have given us authority, Lord, to stand, to uproot, to destroy, and to rebuild. Today we uproot and we destroy everything that is trying to build itself over your name, over your kingdom, over your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we restore, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we restore everything that is of you, Father, in the lives of your family today, in the lives of the children today, in the lives of our people today, in the lives of our church today, in the lives of our city today, in the lives of the city of Cairns today, Father, in the nation of Australia today. Father, today we bring our Prime Minister, Mr. Scott Morrison, Father, we bring him before your throne of grace today. Father, we lift this man, we lift him up on high today, and we bring him before you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your edge of protection around him. We pray, oh God, for our Premier. Oh God, we thank you for our Premier of the state of Queensland. We thank you, Father, for her life. Thank you that the decision that she makes, oh God, will be a decision that is based on your principles, oh God. Father, we come against every influence that is trying to influence our city, that is trying to influence our ministers, our church, our politicians. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, you will restore your kingdom will transcend through everything, and nothing will stand in your kingdom. Daniel saw that kingdom, and he said, there is no other kingdom that will come and stand before the kingdom of God, hallelujah. Father, today we bring that before you, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lord, we worship you, we honor you. Lord, let your word go forth. That nothing, no witchcraft, nothing will stand. Nothing will come and blind the eyes of your people today. Nothing will stand in the way of your message and your word reaching your people today. Nothing, Father. Let your word go forth and accomplish everything that you have set forth for it to do, oh God, in the lives of your people this morning. Hallelujah. Your word shall not fall to the ground, oh God, and it will accomplish everything, Father, we pray. Lord, I pray now you watch over your word. Watch over your word. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, I pray your fire upon the hearts of the people this morning. Hallelujah. That your people, that your church will rise up. Rise up. Hallelujah. From this slumber. Rise up, and not only rise up, but walk away from wherever places they're at right now. Being stuck, oh God, in the spiritual walk with you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yeshua. We bring your church before you. We bring your people before you. And we bring your word before you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name I pray. And every people, every God's kingdom citizen agreed and said, Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Well, this is church. This is church. If we're going to be doing church like this and only a handful of people in the church, well, the Holy Spirit doesn't stop. The Holy Spirit doesn't slow down. The Holy Ghost moves. Hallelujah. My message today is be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Psalm 46 verse 10. God is fighting battles for us, and I want you people to remember. I want the church to remember. I want everybody watching this program to remember that God is the one fighting the battles for you. Hallelujah. Papa Joe has been speaking about the armor of God, and it is so important for us to understand the principles of the armor of God. As we are approaching the middle of the year, I just wanted to remind us again that we must not lose focus on what God has already shown us and preparing us for. If you have been following our live stream during the week, we have been constantly bringing the church to you. Hallelujah. Our topic hasn't changed. Our topic is holiness, righteousness, walking blameless before God. Our topic has been about the Holy Ghost, relying on the Holy Spirit to take us through these times that we're living in right now, the seasons that we're living right now. Hallelujah. And also the armor of God, understanding what the armor of God is, understanding that you don't just walk around with the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. You need to put on the full armor of God and watch for chinks in your armor. Make sure that there's nothing there that the enemy can have or set a foothold in your heart. Hallelujah. Let us continue to create a fire inside our hearts by constantly coming together. Do not forsake the gathering of the saints, coming together and praying together, breaking bread together, taking communion, hallelujah, allowing the Holy Spirit to refine and retune not only our spirit, but our mind, our will, and our emotion, hallelujah. That's really the key. I don't have no new message for you. I only have one message for you. Walk righteous and blameless before God. Every time God brings His people to come and represent Him, He always tells them, walk blameless. There's only one prerequisite for this job or to honor God, and that is to walk blameless before Him. Why? Because God wants us to be effective in the kingdom. And as we start to get effective and live effectively for Him, the attacks will come. If you're not facing any attacks today, check your heart, check your life, check what you're doing. Make sure it's according to the will of God, because if it's against the will of God, you will have no attacks. But if you truly, hallelujah, are walking according to the purpose of God and the will of God, the attacks will come, my friend. It will come. Hallelujah. Last week I said that you're walking around with a big Target sign. You know the Target sign you see at Target or Target? You go shopping for clothes over there, big sign. Well, listen to me, my friends. Nothing is easy in the kingdom of God. Jesus never promised a life of tranquility and peace. Never. There's going to be attacks coming against you. Why? Because you are a kingdom citizen walking and trying to establish His kingdom. And the enemy will come against that kingdom with all and everything that he's got against you. That's why we need to be focusing on what the church is doing. Do not isolate yourself from church. Do not walk away from church and say, oh, you know, we've got a lockdown, so I don't have to. You must get engaged in the things of God. Come on that video screen today or your computer or your phone. Open your Bibles with a pen. Get a piece of paper and write down the scriptures. Study it for yourself. Hallelujah. Paul said to Timothy, study to make yourself what? Approved. Amen. That you can be a true representative of the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. All the creation are waiting for the rising of the true sons and daughters of God to be revealed. Amen. Hallelujah. We must constantly walk circumspectly. The word circumspectly used in the Bible means careful to consider or to consider the consequences of your life or your walk or your choices or whatever you do. It says, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We are living in an evil day. You know, the Bible says it is like the days of Noah, the world is going back to the day. Well, we are living in the day right now. The days are evil. Therefore, do not be, what? Unwise, but understand what the will of God is. Hallelujah. What is the will of God for you? First and foremost is be holy. Be righteous. Keep your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your mind. Guard everything that God has given you. You know, life is precious. Life is a privilege to live. God took you out of eternity and disrupt eternity and put something called time and place you inside that timeline and give you a body that is controlled by a clock from the day you were born to the day you die. Live the will of God. Be effective in the kingdom of God whilst you have breath in you. Hallelujah. When you turn up in heaven, God will say, Jesus will say, well done, not well said. Too many people saying things and not doing things. He says, well done. You got to do things. You got to be effective for the kingdom of God. You are not born to live and die. You are born to have something inside of you. Find that will in God. Today, you got to find it. Find it. Ask God, God, what is my will? What is my purpose for living on this land right now? For living on this earth right now? For you giving me that breath right now? Hallelujah. In Joshua chapter 5 describes the consecration of the people of Israel in preparation for the great task that lay ahead of them. Church, we have a great task. The principles of Joshua, I really like the principles because it really shows us some very key foundation or fundamental things that we must understand. Hallelujah. God said to Joshua, consecrate the people. Consecration refers to the act of dedicating oneself to a specific purpose or intention. Hallelujah. To consecrate yourself means to wholly, that word, wholly dedicate yourself to something of great importance. Listen, your job is not important. Whatever you're doing right now is not important. Your relationship with God, your relationship with Christ Jesus is the most important thing ever. Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything shall be added unto you. First of all, you go seek his kingdom. And seek his righteousness. Seek his holiness. And after that, everything else will fall. Everything will follow after righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. Joshua is a key principle of my message this morning. Before Israel was ready to face the enemy, listen to me, this is prophetic and this is what we should be dealing with right now. Before they were ready to face the enemy, they needed a similar preparation of heart and willingness to submit to God's directions, that they might also experience His power. You want to experience God's power? You want to experience transformation? Then go after God's heart. Hallelujah. Go after His will. Go after His will. Nothing less, nothing more. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 5 verse 1, it says, So it was when all the kings of the Amorites were on the west side of Jordan, and all the kings of Canaanites who were by the sea heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan. Oh, imagine that. From before the children of Israel until we had crossed over, that their heart melted and there was no spirit in them any longer because of the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Listen to me. My message is, be still and know that I am God. If we truly want to fight this battle, then you've got to let God fight this battle for you. Hallelujah. To understand spiritual battle first, you must understand that all enemies, let me just give you an encouragement this morning before I move on. To understand the spiritual battle, first you must remember that all your foes are defeated. Everything that comes against you are defeated. The word tells me that. Colossians chapter 2 verse 15, it says, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. That's a promise, and it's done. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says, inasmuch as the children have partaken of the flesh and blood, communion, hallelujah, he himself likewise shared the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Oh, death, where is your power? Where is your sting? Listen to me. The kingdom of God transcends true life on this earth to the other side, to the after, and straight into eternity. Hallelujah. Your spirit is a spirit of eternity. God just placed it in time. And when the time's up, that's it. You go back to eternity. Hallelujah. God created time and live outside of time. He's not inside this time. He created it for us so that we can live and live according to the purpose and the will that He gave us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Joshua chapter 5, verse 2 to 8, we read, as Joshua prepared the people before crossing over Jordan, it was the act of faith and spiritual preparation. And you can read it on your own time. It's a really good scripture to read to understand the preparation of what God was doing with the people. Joshua chapter 5, verse 10. On the evening of the 14th day of the month, while camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrate Passover. Hallelujah. We just did that today. That's why communion, my friends, is so important for us. Hallelujah. Partaking the Passover, Israel bring to remembrance their deliverance out of Egypt by the blood of the Lamb. We do so today by taking communion together, praying on Saturday morning here, or praying at your house, or praying every morning when you get up. This is a time to get up and say, God, I am partaking with you this morning. Hallelujah. We break bread by taking communion together. These are all preparations. Whatever we're doing right now, we are preparing our hearts and preparing for something. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 5 verse 11. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened bread and the roasted grain. You know, the manna stopped when they crossed over. The principle is this. Now, we got to fight. Everything that you're going to take, every land, that every enemy that's going to come against you, you got to fight for it. Hallelujah. That's why you can't sit there and have a, you think that your Christian life, your casual Christian life is going to take you through situations. No, you got to be a person of prayer. You got to be a person of reading the Word of God. You got to be a person of fellowshipping with others. You got a person that guards your heart. You got a person that guards your mouth and your tongue to talk negative things against people. If you don't have anything to say, shut up. I always say that. Prepare your hearts. Hallelujah. We are here to prepare the church for something bigger than you and I can ever, ever, ever comprehend in our mind. Hallelujah. That's what consecration is for. Prepare your hearts. Get your hearts right with God before I do something. Before God moves and does something, our hearts have to be right. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 5 verse 13. And when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or our enemies? Listen to the question. And then verse 14, it says, neither, he replied, but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. That Joshua fell face down to his face down to the ground in reverence and ask him, what message does my Lord have for his servant? And the commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place you are standing in is holy. Hallelujah. And Joshua did so. Joshua was there, he's over there studying the walls of Jericho. He was spying and he was thinking, how am I going to take these walls down? This fortified city is one of the most toughest cities to take. And he's spying. As he was looking at that place, the man came and stood by. And he looked up and he said, whose side are you against? Are you for us or against us? And listen to the answer that the angel of the Lord gave. He says, I am neither. I am not for them or I am not for anybody. I said, I am the army. I'm the commander of the army of the Lord. That means that God doesn't take sides to anybody. We as people must choose the side. We have to choose. That's what Joshua made that statement. As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. God doesn't stand for nobody. God stands for righteousness and holiness only. He doesn't go for anybody. And you need to bring yourself into that place of walking before Him. Then He will fight for you. The city of Jericho was something of which they have no experience at all. They don't know how to take this city. They don't have any battering rams or step ladders to go over, you know, the old ways of fighting in the days. They didn't know any catapults to fly big rocks and to tear down the walls. They had nothing. They had what? Slingshots, spears, a little bit of bow and arrow here and there, fox knives. That's all they had. Just farmers. Hallelujah. They had nothing. The question is, are you looking at Jericho right now, my friend? What Jericho wall are you looking at right now? Papa Joe said something. He said, you know, no excuses. No excuses. We have a God that will fight your battle for you. The promises that He's already given us in His Word in the Bible is yes and yes. All you need to do is agree on it. Hallelujah. God is a God. You know, there's no other God like Him. There's no other God. He says, look, I have forgotten all your sins. Everything is restored us, forgotten every part of our sin in our lives, threw it into His sea of forgetfulness. He chose to forget our sins. But then He said, now you bring to remembrance my word. You bring to me, God says, bring to me what I said to you. Bring it to me. Hallelujah. Because I want to remind you that I operate on my word. Hallelujah. The question is, what wall are you looking at today? What Jericho is in your face right now? Hallelujah. Are you looking at a giant right now, like Joshua did? This morning, God is going to fight your battles for you, my friends. God is going to defeat every force and every enemy that comes against you this morning. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 5, verse 13. Now, it came when Joshua was by the Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing. This is the principle of the man standing. Standing, Papa Joe keeps talking about standing. When we wear the full armor of God, you don't go fighting nobody. You stand, and what do? You pray. You put all this armor. All this armor is not for anything. It's to protect you from the fiery darts of the enemy. All you have to do. Listen, that's why we keep talking about prayer. If you haven't started up or have a habit of prayer, you need to start it right now. You need to become a person of prayer. People say, I don't know how to pray. Talk like you talk to normal people. God is not somebody that you're going to... You've got the clear way to go to God and speak to Him. He says, Jesus has made the platform and cleared the way for us to say, Abba, Father. We can go directly to Him. Talk to Him this morning. Build up a prayer life in your life. Because the only way you can defeat your enemies or walk through this time, the season that we're right now in, is your prayer and the Word. The only thing that will take you through this battle. Hallelujah. Because God is the one who's going to fight for you. All you need to do is bring to remembrance His word to Him. Because He has placed His word above all His name, He says. Therefore, His word is power. His word to Him is law. His word is principle. He works according to His word. And the Holy Ghost works according to the word of God to apply it into our lives. To get it working inside our lives. Hallelujah. Joshua's question, are you for us or against us? Joshua's question reveals a typical mindset of today's modern church. Still possess and this great hindrance in becoming very effective in the kingdom of God. We round up everything. We try everything, all kinds of programs to go and fight battles that God says, step out of the way and let me fight this battle. Hallelujah. We get into a place where? Of prayer. The university of silence. The place where you can start to hear the Holy Ghost. This morning I had like 3 or 4 messages I prepared. And I kept going, said, God, give me a message. Give me something to speak to the people. He said, go and tell them I'm fighting the battles for them. Hallelujah. I couldn't go any further than that. The answer, Joshua chapter 5, verse 14. And he said, no, as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. The answer comes in 2 parts. The first is flatly no. He didn't say, I'm here for you or for Israel. The man with the drawn sword said, neither. I am not here to take your side or their side or any other side. I'm here for the Lord. Now you choose which side you're going to follow. Hallelujah. You know, if Joshua's enemies all of a sudden turn around and says, we're going to worship the God of Israel, he's going to fight for them. Anybody that decides to come and worship the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, anybody, God will fight your battles for you. Hallelujah. If you didn't know God and you decide, you know what, I'm going to go looking for Him right now, you will find Him. Hallelujah. The first principle, it was not Joshua who claimed God's allegiance to His cause, no matter how right and holy it might be. It wasn't Joshua. We tend to approach our battles and courses or our battles backwards. We turn things around, all trying to marshal everything in support of us rather than saying, let's just submit to God and follow Him. You know, the easiest thing that you can do is stop fighting and follow God. Stop fighting, submit everything to God and follow Him. That's the easy. He never wanted you to fight for anything. Hey, Christians going, oh, we're the army of the Lord. You are not the army of the Lord. You're a citizen of the kingdom of God. And citizens don't go fight wars. They have armies that fight wars. That's what Jesus knew who the army were. He says, you threaten me? I said, he can right now call angels in heaven to come down and fight for him. He understood who the army was. You are not the army, my friend. You're a citizen. And you have a constitution to go by. If you don't understand your constitution, people will use you. People will tell you something different. until you understand who you are in Christ Jesus, understand what this book is and what the Constitution says, it's normal. Some citizens here live and don't know anything about the laws of the country, and they get abused by the police and abused by politicians and abused by everybody because they don't know the law. That's why in the kingdom of God, we have to understand and walk according to the principles of the kingdom that He's already given us. Hallelujah. The constitution of our kingdom. It's easy. Submit to Him. Stop fighting your battles and just say, God, You fight for me. Hallelujah. Same as it is for Joshua. Must be the same with all of us in the army, that we, the one that we go after. We must follow Lord, the Lord, submitting to His authority, taking our orders from Him, and resting the battle in His hands. That's really what I'm trying to say here. Give Him the battle, my friends. Be still and know that I am God. God is speaking to somebody this morning. I pray that you will receive this message this morning because your life is going to be transformed totally. Joshua understood that, and it showed in his next question. Listen to Joshua. What does my Lord say to his servant? Here, he was asking the Lord for orders. When the commander of the army of the Lord said, I am the commander of God, Joshua said, what do you want me to do? He's asking for directions now. And that's really what you and I should be doing, is asking God for directions. God says, Joshua, from now on, things are going to change. Things are going to be different because I'm going to be leading this army. I'm going to fight all the battles for you. You just submit everything to me. Consecrate everybody. Prepare their hearts. Walk in holiness. Walk in righteousness. And let me fight the battles for you. See, God is holy. Nothing that is sinful or unholy can come before God. But I thank God for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Every time God looks at us, He looks at the blood. He sees the blood. He sees the blood already paid. Hallelujah. Covering the mercy seat. And we can go about doing business, going to God directly and saying, Papa, You fight this battle for me. Papa God, You fight this battle for me this morning. Hallelujah. I said in a couple of years or months or years ago now, I can remember, our battle cry must be like King Jehoshaphat's cry. The battle is the Lord's. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, King Jehoshaphat had a revelation connecting with God, and he placed the musicians in front. That's the awkward way to go and fight a battle, isn't it? We should be putting our full armor of God and sending the army before that. God says, no, I don't want none of that. Put the army behind, put the musicians in front. Now go worship me. That's it. Just worship me, lift my name, praise, give me all the glory, and I'll do everything for you. Hallelujah. Joseph understands that, and he says, the battle is the Lord's. You know, they said, they're coming to get you. A whole lot of people are coming from beyond the sea, and they're coming for you. Joseph wasn't afraid, and rightly so. But he did put his faith in the wisdom that he had in God. He didn't place it in money. He didn't place it in any army. He didn't place it in anybody. He didn't place it in no politician. He says, no, I'm going to believe and trust my God to fight this battle for me. Hallelujah. In his prayer in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6 to 12, he recognized the sovereignty of God. He was saying, God, You created the heavens and the earth. Ooh, hallelujah. Listen to Joseph's prayer. He says, God, You are the creator of heaven and the earth. There's nobody greater than You. What a prayer. God says, Joseph, step out of the way. I'm going to deal with these people right now. Hallelujah. A whole lot of people are coming after us to destroy us. They will. Yes, there are things coming against us, church. You know, I keep saying, do you think people like you? No, they don't. Wake up and smell the roses. And when you know that nobody likes you, your life is going to be so great. I can tell you that with all my heart, all my soul, all my spirit, all everything I can tell you. Nobody likes you. There'll be people talking against you. There'll be people stabbing you behind the back. There'll be people doing things against you. But do you have to believe them? Hallelujah. You believe the one that is the creator of heaven and the earth. Joseph understands that, and he said, God, You created the heavens and the earth. There's nobody greater than You. Hallelujah. But You have the power to stop them with You on our side, who can be against us? Hallelujah. The entire country, listen, the entire country stood before God waiting for an answer. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 13. You can read that on your own time. They stood up and they prayed. And after they prayed, the Bible says, and they stood and they waited for the answer. Hallelujah. Listen to the answer from God. God comes up and he says, do not be afraid nor dismay because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Then he says, tomorrow, go down against them. You will not need to fight. Listen to this. You will not need to fight in this battle. What did he say? Position yourself and stand still. Put on the armor of God and what? Stand. Because the battle is not for you to fight. It's for God to fight for you. He says, just go and position yourself. Where do you position yourself? In your closet. In your place of prayer. And stand. Stand still, and he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 to 17. That was God's answer to the people. Notice the words that are used in the passage. You will not need to what? Fight. Don't fight. He says, just position yourself. Stand still. Be still and know that I am God. And see. Hallelujah. I love this. What a promise. What a word from the God that we serve. What a word from the God, the creator of heaven and earth. What a word from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that you and I worship. Hallelujah. He says, go and stand still. Go and stand still. Just position yourself in a place of prayer and stand still. And let me fight this battle for you. Hallelujah. When God deals with people, I'm telling you, it is better to let God deal with people when people are coming against you. You know, I always say, just be quiet, guard your heart, make sure your heart's right. Protect yourself from bringing something that's not supposed to be coming out. You know, the natural motions of this world will bring whatever that you place inside your heart. So if you're a person that reads the Word of God and study the Word of God and pray and meditate, then whatever comes out will be peace, joy, and what? Righteousness, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God. That's why God says, just keep that and let me fight the other. Let, you see, God's going to get his hands dirty. You keep it clean because your hands are to worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that, Pastor. Amen. Oh, I am excited. The second principle, when God said he was taking charge, you and I can rest assured that the angels have been summoned. Oh, you guys need to understand this. You need to understand who's fighting this battle for you. You got to understand there's a powerful principle about the angels and the army of God. You got to understand, man. I pray that God will open not just everybody's. I pray God opens all of our eyes that we can see angels around us. It's coming. The day is coming. Hallelujah. When God will reveal who has been fighting all these battles for you. Hallelujah. When God said he was taking charge, you and I can rest assured the angels have been summoned. When you pray, listen to me, my friends. The angelic hosts are in position and ready for battle. Angel Michael, the commander of the army of the Lord, is always on standby. When your prayer goes up, when the petition of the kingdom of God citizens goes up, hallelujah. You have a high priest that sits there, receives the prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Present it to the Father. The Father dictates everything and delegates the work to the angels and summons the angels and say, go and fight the battle for your saints. Oh, hallelujah. When you understand spiritual battles, you will never lose a sleepless. You will not have a sleepless night. You will always have a peaceful rest every day. I go to sleep so peaceful. Nothing bothers me. Hallelujah. I won't go any more further. Yeah, we can go further in that. Walk circumspectly, understanding that your battle is being fought by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When God said he was taking charge, he means it. 2 Kings chapter 17, a principle there. Remember the story of Elijah? When Elijah prayed, open their eyes, or open his eyes, he said, Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses, chariots, of fire all around Elijah. I'm telling you, when you pray, when you go into a battle right now, what is your Jericho this morning, my friends? Just stand still and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God's going to deliver you out of every situation. When we allow God to take charge, and all of heaven is behind you. Hallelujah. Everything. Because when you go to His Word and the constitution of the kingdom, God says, well, right, yep, that's true. But I did say that. And then He summons the angels to go and fight the battles for us. Hallelujah. Yeah. Church, every one of you today is like an arrow in God's quiver. You have a purpose. Every one of you, every one of you, not one of you watching this morning or not one of you here this morning is not important to God. Every one of you is a quiver or is an arrow in God's quiver. When God pulls it out, hallelujah, He uses you for everything that is purposed on this earth already. Hallelujah. That was why you were born for a purpose, my friend. You were not born to just die, leave, and go. Hallelujah. All our battles are winnable. Satan has no right to negotiate terms with us. Why? Because we are the winning team. Hallelujah. He can't have half, and we cannot take half. We take full. Hallelujah. We are empowered by grace to the cross to take over. We are at war, always like fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. Your good fight of faith. Amen. Fighting the good fight of faith. Number two, choose our battles wisely. I said it before. If God doesn't call you for war, then don't go to war. Some people choose the wrong war. They go and fight and they come back and say, oh, God wasn't there with us. Listen, go to your place of prayer and pray and hear God properly first before you go out and make decisions. When people come and say, oh, God said this and God said that and God said that, I said, oh, fine. You're putting God in front of everything you're saying, so I better step forward because I think God's talking to you. And when it doesn't work, you come crawling back and say, oh, you know, can I come? Sure, come back. Principles are so important, my friends. Come on. We've got to understand these things. Don't just read the Bible and get all fired up. Oh, what part of you? I keep saying, what part of you are firing up? Which part of you are firing up? Because I've seen fired up Christians fall like, what's the word? I better not say the word. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Enemy strategy is always to get you busy with something that will waste your time and other people's time and divert your attention away from what God has called you to do. That's the enemy. See, the enemy will not come. Listen to me. Satan will not get you to sin. Why? Because he knows that you're a great person. You're a good person. You go to church. You do all the right things. You got nice, you know, nice family. He doesn't get you to do that. He just gets you busy doing the wrong things. And you think you're doing the right thing, but you're wasting your time doing the wrong thing. Come back to the place of prayer and listen to what God is talking first before you go out and do something. Hallelujah. Number three, always at all costs, fight from a prevailing position. Moses had to position himself on the mountain. Always take the bird's eye view of your battle. Oh, I like that. Moses understood. He said, let me just go up to the mountain. And he brought his two riding men with him. And all they did was just watch. And when Joshua was down there fighting, he looked up and he saw Moses' hands. And he says, and as the hands go up, he was winning the battle. And as the hands come down, he was losing the battle. And he said, really, the battle is not here. The battle's up there. The real fight's up there. We're just physically sweating down here. Moses is fighting the real battle. That's why your fighting is in your closet, my friends. In your prayer life, hallelujah. We must establish ourselves well in the heights of God's presence. There's the word, presence. Stay in God's presence. Worship God. Be a worshiper. Be a person of worship all the time. Sing praises to God. Read the Word. Let the Word of God come out of you. Let joy, peace, and righteousness come out of you every time when you walk. People see it and go, now that's a kingdom of God citizen right there. Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise. We must establish ourselves in the what? Presence. We need to also choose out men and women who can labor with us in glory to push things forward for God. Hallelujah. That's why I keep saying choose your friends. You have all the power to cut off all your negative friends and choose the right people. Amen. All the power to choose is with you. Get rid of them. If they're influencing you wrong, get rid of them. Hallelujah. They're not going to change you. They're not going to take you to heaven. Everyone is going to be standing there before God by himself and by herself. So choose your friends wisely. Hallelujah. And let me say this. If your family is messing up, get rid of them. Live your life away from your family. Not because you hate your family, because their influence is wrong. Hallelujah. Stay away from your family. When you're walking in the kingdom of God, you're walking with you and your family alone. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Then he gathered up his family and says, come on, let's go worship God. Let's go to church. Hallelujah. Come on, kids. Wake up. Have your breakfast. Come on. Dress up. We're going to go worship the Lord. Hallelujah. That's you. You don't live for nobody. You live for your family, your children, and yourself. That's it. Everybody else, cut them off. Hallelujah. The mountain is the presence and the place of God's encounter. James, Peter, and John were marked out of the rest at Mount Transfiguration, and Moses and Aaron and Hur. The mountain, hallelujah. I'm going to talk about the mountain of Zion. That blew me away, I tell you. That is a powerful mountain. You know, when we talk about, you hear pastors preach about those seven mountain strategies and all those mountains that are in the world today, which got their own devils and demons and controlling it, you know, the money, monetary, and the music and the arts and all that stuff. Yep, that's a mountain that's controlled by somebody. Hallelujah. But the mountain you come from, my friend, is the mountain of Zion. Hallelujah. But there is a key. Those mountains that I mentioned that we're trying to conquer, and all, they have their own devils, even the church, even religion has its own devil. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. There is one mountain stronger than all the seven mountains, and that is the mountain of the Lord, called mountain, the Mount of Zion. Where do you come from, my friend? Psalm 48 verse 2 says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. In his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, hallelujah. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north and the great city of the great king, hallelujah. Psalm 84 verse 5 to 7, blessed is a man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on a pilgrimage, hallelujah. We are on a pilgrimage, my friend. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring, and the rain also covers it with the pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears from God in where? Zion. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 50 verse 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Come on. This is the mountain that you and I come from. That's the mountain that you fight your battles from. That's the mountain that you go up. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 23. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, and the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to the thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. Oh, hallelujah. To the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in the heaven. You have come, God, to judge all, to the spirit of the righteous made perfect. Your spirit, my friend, is made perfect in the Mount of Zion. That's where you come. That's where you fight your battle. That's where people see you. Every other mountain doesn't belong to you, but the mountain of Zion belongs to you. God says Zion is where righteous man's spirit is made perfect. Hallelujah. Your spirit is made perfect in the mountain of Zion, my friends. Hallelujah. Here is a great example of a man that understood and came from the mountain of Zion. Daniel. Daniel, a mighty man of God with no curriculum references, no degree or diploma or no job experience, established himself where? In God's presence, in God's mountain, a place of prayer, a place of worship, a place of fasting, a place of seeking God's face. Hallelujah. The highest peak, God's glory, he walked over to speak for, and he speak when he came from that mountain and spoke into a kingdom. He never climbed ranks or fly or had no, it didn't go through any process. It just came from that mountain. Hallelujah. You and I have access to that mountain. And that is your prayer life. That is your walk with God. That is where God is so concerned about us walking in righteousness and holiness. I got no other message to preach in this church except get yourself right with God. That's all. Hallelujah. Do not use grace as license to sin. Let's get ourselves back so that God can identify. Now, that's a church without spot and blemish. We are all not perfect, but when you bring yourself into walk and let God become your righteousness, then you are perfect in the eye of God. Hallelujah. There is no other message that is going to come out of this church except to walk in righteousness and holiness before God. Hallelujah. When you come from there, you got a new breed called a Zion breed. Hallelujah. You come from a place of prayer, of worship, of fellowship. Hallelujah. If we find ourselves in God's presence all the time, we're going to win the battles all the time. Why? Because it's not us fighting the battles, but God is fighting the battles for us. Our battle cry, as I always say, the battle is not ours, but God's. So spend time in His presence. Spend time in His presence. Redeem some time. Get back some time. And spend some time in His presence. When you're driving, let Him be there. When you're walking around shopping, let Him be with you. When you're fellowshipping with us, let Him be there. Hallelujah. Let His presence be there. Because people will see that. And there's no way the enemy can come against anybody who got himself surrounded by the presence of God. The whole story of restoration is because Adam lost that presence. God simply brought it back through Yeshua. And the Holy Ghost is here to be with us all the time. He's the one doing the work, and Papa Joe and I are bringing the Holy Ghost message to you guys. There's a panel on Friday just to bring a clarification on Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's been an exciting panel, so we've been excited about that. Let me just close with this message. I'm closing now. There are questions that we need to ask ourselves. Are we wearing just the helmet of salvation? That's a good question. Very important question. I'm excited about the armor of God. I feel sorry for people who know nothing about the Holy Spirit and are not wearing the full armor of God. When you go to battle, when you live your life as a Christian, you not only wear your helmet of salvation, everything you have to wear, everything, the full armor of God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the armor of salvation, the helmet of salvation. But if you're standing out in the battlefield with nothing on except the helmet of salvation, you're not going to last in that battle, my friend. The devil will cut you down with just your helmet of salvation. Once saved, always saved. You need to get out of that and live righteous. Hallelujah. Grace is a wonderful thing given by God. But grace is not for us to mess around with and to pull it and drag it down the mud. The blood of Jesus was shed once and for all. Hallelujah. Let it be a message that will sit with somebody this morning. Just being saved will not help you win the battle, my friend. And I believe we should win battles down here on earth because we are still here. We're still here, living on this earth. So we have to still fight battles. And the battle is not fought by us, but by Him, by our Father, by God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank You. I thank You that this word this morning is for somebody today. This word is for somebody today. Lord, if they're facing their Jericho, there's a lot of mountains that are facing, that are coming against them. But Father, Jesus, You said that if you have faith, You can remove this mountain before You. And our faith, oh God, we place only in You. Only in You, Father, that You are able to remove this mountain for us. God, I thank You that those who are standing before a mountain this morning, I pray for those who are standing before their own walls of Jericho this morning. Father, I pray this morning that You, God, will destroy every walls, every fortified city that is before Your people this morning, those who are facing theirs. We do not know who they are. We don't know their names. We don't know their problems. Only God, You know. And I pray that this word, as it goes, it will, Lord, release somebody right now from the situation that they're in right now today. Father, if they're seeking You, they're looking for You, I pray that they will find You today. I pray, Holy Spirit, by the power, by your power. Lord, visit them this morning. Visit them in their lounge room this morning. Visit them through their phones this morning. Visit them through their television screen this morning. Visit them through their workplace this morning if they're watching at their workplace. Visit them, oh God, I pray. And transform their lives, I pray. Pull down every stronghold. Pull down every mountain. Pull down every walls of Jericho that is before them, oh God. So that, Lord, they will go through and truly, truly to experience the wonderful, wonderful life that you have already placed, Lord, and given them. The promises that you have had for them, Lord, in your word. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we thank you. I pray that this word, oh God, sits inside your people today. I pray that they're not only be just doers or hearers of the word, oh God, but be doers of the word, because you said, oh God, well done, well done, well done, good and faithful servant. Not well said or well here, but well done. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Hallelujah. I want to pray a prayer of salvation this morning. And I always pray a prayer of salvation every time I bring the word. I believe that today is a day of salvation, my friend. Today is a day of salvation. Like I said before I begin this message, you, eternity is a big place. There's no time in eternity. There's no end. There's no beginning. It's forever. But God, in His mercy and grace, hallelujah, gave you, formed you, fashioned you. Jeremiah 1:5, even before you were in your mother's womb, He knew you. Created your spirit, placed you inside a physical body in your mother's womb, and gave you a time limit to live on this earth. But not only that, my friend, He gave you a purpose to accomplish. What is it? Hallelujah. I believe that when you seek after God's kingdom first and His righteousness, and all that shall be added unto you, that means your will, your purpose, everything that you may have dreamed of to do, you will find it in Christ. Do it now before your time is up. Do it now before your time is up, because we don't know tomorrow. Tomorrow doesn't belong to us. Today belongs to us because we're breathing, we're living, we're walking, we have strength. But tomorrow doesn't belong to us. Tomorrow is unknown to us. Hallelujah. Belongs to God. That's why He said, do not worry about tomorrow. I'll take care of that. You worry about today. And I believe today is a day of salvation for you. If you've never given your heart to Jesus, hallelujah. It's very simple. There's no hard work. He's already paid the price for you. He's already done it. He's already created that package. That full package is there for you to go and receive. That is your salvation. That is your healing. That is your restoration, your sanctification. All that has been done by Yeshua. All done, ready for you. All you need to do is just say, Lord, I want you to come into my heart. Hallelujah. I want you to close your eyes this morning. Lift your hands, bow your heads, and say this prayer after me. Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin.
Lord, I'm sorry for my sin.
And the way that I have turned my back on you.
I come to you now.
And I repent of all my unrighteous life. I turn away from all and turn to you. Your word says that if I come to you in repentance, that you will forgive all my sin. Lord Yeshua, I come to you now.
Lord Yeshua, I come to you now.
Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood.
Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood.
And for dying on the cross for me. To pay the price in full for all my sin. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. I receive your blood to wash me and make me clean from all sin. Jesus, from this day forward, you're my Lord, you're my Savior. Lead me and guide me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can walk with you every day of my life. Thank you for receiving me and forgiving me. I am washed. I am clean. I am born again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The angels are rejoicing right now for you if you've given your heart to Christ this morning. Hallelujah. And if you've done that, please send us a message on our WhatsApp, our Facebook page, or on our website, or even on the phone, and just contact us and say, Pastor, I give my heart to Christ, and I want to learn more about Jesus. I want to learn more about the Bible. Well, you're most welcome to, if you're in this city or if you're close by. But if you're somewhere else, please find a church where they believe in the Bible and they believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And they believe in the Holy Ghost. Find a church and grow in the church and bear fruit inside. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. We give you praise and we give you honor. Father, as we, Lord, close the word, oh God, I pray that your word now is being ignited by the Spirit in the hearts of your people this morning. Thank you, Lord, for transformation that is happening right now. We thank you, we give you praise, and we give you honor. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. Shalom, shalom, peace. That there is nothing missing in your life, nothing broken in your life. Everything has been restored, made whole, well, and complete in body, in soul, in spirit, in your marriage, in your relationship, in with your children, with your job, with your finances, with your house, your car, your family, everything that God has bestowed upon you as a blessing, there is nothing missing in it, nothing broken in it. It's all restored by the power of the Holy Spirit. Shalom, shalom, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Papa Joe.